that in the Mesillas Yesharim it says that in Shaar HaNekius that Nekius means that a person has cleansed their neshama from the tinge that's left over from the Avera. So it's not that there's anything wrong anymore. It's not that you're doing anything wrong, but you still have it within you. And still you still have it within you, there are times and situations where you will make mistakes and bad judgment based on the midas that you have. And the chiddush of nekius is you can be menakeh and clean out your neshama even from those tinges. So he says there. So he says, and that's pshat why it says that that every person that there will be kulon. It says kulon begezel verubam ba'arayis umiutam ba'avak lashon hara. Like these three things, what do you mean kulam begezel and arayis? It's because there's a tinge of those things in the person that it's very hard to be menakeh oneself. And you can make total misjudgment on certain areas, in those areas. So I was thinking that gezel, arayis, and lashon hara is because those three midas are entrenched in the person, and those are keneged, kina, taiva, and kavod. Kina is gezel. Kinnah is a very strong, we learned about it here. Kinnah is a very strong mead in a person, and I want that. And then the person can decide that they want it in a way that they can misjudge and they can end up doing gezel. Taiva is arayis, and kavod is shenhara. You know, a person will say, oh, it's lotalis, you know, whatever. In reality, the real intention is that, is their own covet. So I think that maybe those three midas are so deeply entrenched in a human being that to cleanse one from that is extremely difficult. And that's what I was just thinking. But okay, so we talked about Ruach HaKodesh, and we talked about how the concept of Ruach HaKodesh doesn't have to mean nevuah. It doesn't mean necessarily that the Chacham even knows he's doing Ruach HaKodesh. Right, it simply means that he has siyata d'shmaya to say the correct thing. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Simcha shel mitzvah. Hinei matzino b'chazal b'kama makoyma shehizhiru l'asvis hamitzvahs b'simcha. Person has to do mitzvahs b'simcha v'amru lo'il mi'asa adam mitzvah shel Torah b'simcha v'chsechashev lo'i k'mo tzedaka. You should do mitzvahs with simcha. Okay. If you're happy when you do your mitzvahs, I will add to your simcha. So a person should be able to appreciate the simcha in a mitzvah. Like it says, Amul Abilala Ula, Ki Ailis Lahasam. When you go to Eitzal Shalva, Shalom Dar Braina, the Adam Gadol, what's so good about Rabraina? Sameach b'mitzvahs. And Taka, they found him, and he said one time he was happy the whole day because he got to do a mitzvah properly. Okay? And we know about the Simcha and the Simcha's Besa Shoeva, and we know that the Shechina only comes mitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And Ayin B'Mishnah Berurah, Shekasov Shehido al Ariza Shaomar. Mishabura brings down. Shamailo al Yona Shehisig. How did Ariza get to his level? Baal loy adesha msameach besimcha shemitzvah. Wow, you heard that before? That Ariza's level came from simcha shemitzvah. Umakoroi bakdamas sefer charedim. This is from the sefer of charedim. That it says, Gila harav hachasid hamakubo Rabbi Yitzchak Ashkenazi. Okay, the Arizal was Megala. Shekol ma shehisig sheniftuch lo shayr chachma v'ruach ha-kodesh, pizcha shayi samech basiyas kol mitzvah v'simcha gdolu in tachas. He had a tremendous simcha and the opportunity to do a mitzvah. V'amar hainu dechsev, tachas, why does the whole teichach come? K'asher lo avatas, Hashem lakach v'simcha v'tuv leivav, meroiv koil, pirish meroiv kol, mikol minei tanuk shboilam, and a new pshat. It doesn't mean tachas shelavarta Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'toyv lev v'meirov kol that you should have served Hashem with simcha and roiv kol. It means you should have served Hashem b'simcha, and the simcha should have been meirov kol. You should be more b'simcha than if you had roiv kol. Nupsha. V'ayim b'sefer dvash l'fi.
That's from Chaim's own pshat.
This is the Arizal's pshat.
The Arizal's pshat meirov kol that simcha shabitzvah should be more than if you had all the riches.
Yeah, Gevaldik HaPshat, no?
Well, isn't that a pasuk in the Mishnah? I mean, you call he b'fnunim, b'chav tzachal yishmibah.
Yeah, but to touch that into the pasuk is pretty cool.
Ah, it's the pasuk. Yeah, okay, fine. I'm saying the concept is not the Rizal's concept.
Yeah, but this is the Rizal's pshat, yeah. V'ayim b'sefer dvash lefi me'agoyin achida, she'evi b'shem zera b'irach, ha'simcha sh'adam sameach b'mitzvah, Simcha, schar ha-simcha, poirim bo'ilam hazeh. That simcha, you get in oilam hazeh. Now, he brings out from the Charedim, the whole mitzvah, mitzvah, shetiz dam in loy, every mitzvah that a person is given is a dorno who deshadu lekut shabrichu. It's really a present that comes from Hashem. V'lachin, if you roiv simcha, so imara shemakir hu erich ha-matana. So the simcha indicates that you understand what the opportunity that you're being given is. Okay? And the more you love it, and the more you show simcha, the more you seek it, and the more you want more of it. You should try to do as many mitzvahs as possible. All tayyag. Even the ones that don't come up frequently. Why? Because every aver in a person is connected to mitzvah. So the more opportunities you have to do mitzvahs, the more you're going to give chizuk to that particular aver. And if you don't get to do it, you may end up being a balmum in that particular aver. And it's brought down in the Maisa Rav of the Goyin also. He bought a cow and a goat to give the Bechor to the Goyin. And in that tree, he planted a tree, and it was Mekayim Orla, and that's a Revoy. Then he bought a field of Chitim, and he left Peah in it, and he gave Meiser. That was brought down from the Gra. Wow. Even my father, the stipler, was makbid on this. And he tried to buy a Sefer Torah. Veracious Hashem Yisbarach is a kin l'kaim kol ha-mitzvahs v'simcha. That's a fascinating zach. So a person would understand what a mitzvah does to an aver that they have. So doing that mitzvah one time in their lifetime will bring them a certain amount of tikkun. So he smashed my here also. That there's a miyut in the Gemara, in the Pasuk, about Shiluach HaKan. Because I think the Torah says, Yochel, the Gemara says, Yochel, maybe you would think that you have to go, Yelech Bahar Mugvois, you should go find a Kain, a Shiluach HaKan, tell me you don't have to. So I think he's explaining, what is the Gemara's Havamina? Why would you have to go look for it? That's just because you're supposed to go look for mitzvahs, that's it. He's learning that there's no Indian to do that by Shiluach HaKan. Okay. And then he brings this Indian down from Chaim Vital. And he says, but don't worry, you know, I'm chayiv to mekayim the mitzvah of writing a get to your wife unless you really don't like her. But he shouldn't run necessarily to do that mitzvah. That mitzvah you can leave out of the cheshbon for now. because otherwise the Mizbeach is going to cry and it's not worth, you know. Right. But Shar call mitzvahs chayva dem lekaimum. I feel the oisim she'enem chayva ala adam ela behiz damin. Okay. Because if a person doesn't do it, they will be chaser in some sort of way. Okay. So that's what he says here. Big chiddush tonight. Big chiddush. But that's what he says.
Can you be mekayim the mitzvah by helping someone who is having problems with his wife? Give a get.
Right. So, I mean, in general, you're asking, like there's certain mitzvahs that nobody, not everyone can do. You're not a kohen, so what are you supposed to do? So right, probably means, you're right. I mean, being involved in the mitzvah to whatever degree probably counts. Or you're kol yisrael arevim zebazah.
Right. As a single guy, I like the Masha's Pshat, a sakta b'priya v'rivya. It's a sakta, it's not mekayim.
You have to be involved as much as you can, you're saying.
Yeah, or by helping others build a mitzvah.
Right, no, I hear that.
Support Bonei Olam or learning the halachas of a mitzvah that you can't.
Right. No, you're 100%. Anyway, you can't. Anyway, you're right. Anyway, you can't. It will be impossible to do all of them. You're right. So you're being misayeh other people. So 100%, you know, yeah.
Okay, very good. I just want to say, so there is a way to fulfill all those mitzvot.
Lachara, yeah. Okay, shkoyach, yeah, gevaldik, okay. Shkoyach, okay. Have a good night, everybody.
I get it.